Good morning. This is Ben Jensen here on Livestock Lines, and I'm now hearing from Dr. Jacques Fuselet. He worked at Merck Animal Health, and so Jacques, with calving season coming around for many producers, they can recognize the importance of ensuring that they're getting those cows bred and having a short calving window. So can you break down some steps that producers can take to ensure of that for their herd?
Sure, Ben. The thing we need to really make sure we pay attention to at, you know, going into the breeding season is, first off, our bull power. Do we have enough? We want one bull per 25 to 30 cows or heifers. And have those bulls go through a breeding soundness exam. We really want to make sure that they, everything's good, their sperm quality is good, production's good, conformation's good. They're able to locate, walk to, find, and actually breed cows. Once you have, well, what I really like to see people do is if you can get a breeding soundness done on your bulls roughly 2 months before bull turnout, it's going to be the best. That way, if there's a problem that can be addressed, it gives you time to get the bulls back into breeding shape. If there's something wrong with the bull and they're not going to make the cut, it gives you 2 months to find a replacement that fits your program, so you're not rushing at the last minute to try to find just a bull to turn out with your cows. That's the first thing. The other thing is just making sure that the cows have enough nutrition, and enough feed available, plenty of good water. They're able to go out and into breeding season with, to, you know, to be as successful as possible. So with the expectation that the cows are in good shape, they're healthy, there's plenty of food, the bulls are in good shape, a simple technique that's been shown through a few studies to help tighten that calving window is to give a dose of prostaglandin, like estromate, to the cows, either at the time of bull turnout or 4 or 5 days after the bull has been out, bring the cows in, give them a shot of estromate, prostaglandin, and that'll get them cycling. Those that haven't cycled, it's still safe, so you don't jeopardize any pregnancies in that might have happened those first few days. And that'll get a lot of the cows that would have been coming in at the end of that first 21-day period, get them in into heat sooner, so you end up with a shorter breeding season and a much tighter and shorter calving window. And as you know, most people are aware of, several benefits to having a more uniform calf crop at weaning to be able to market.
Yeah, and so what other tips that you would give to a producer that is wanting to ensure that they are having a higher rate of pregnancy versus open cows, if you have any short summary on that before we wrap up?
Well, it really goes a lot to nutrition and the time of bull turnout. If you have a long calving season and you turn bulls out and you still have cows that have yet to calve or have just recently calved, there's going to be that time lapse between calving and whenever they're cycling enough to get bred. So make sure that they're calving in good body condition. A great time to evaluate that is right between the second and third trimester, so 6-7 months of gestation. It's easier to adjust the cow nutrition at that point to get some body condition back up if you need to. That way they're going into the calving season in good flesh, in good condition, and that'll get them cycling sooner and bred earlier in that calving season. So pay attention to the nutrition throughout pregnancy. Pay attention to the bulls. Make sure they're all vaccinated appropriately. They're dewormed appropriately prior to breeding season. And the success would be better than if you didn't pay attention to these points.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Jacques Fuselet. Again, I appreciate you joining me here. Again, everybody, he works as a beef